Amen. Good to be in his house.
Amen.
Brand new year.
That's it.
If you're here today, you got perfect attendance.
That's it.
Up until now.
Amen.
Yes. You have to take your victories where you can get them, don't you? Yeah, don't leave none laying on the table.
Amen.
So we want to thank God for a brand new year.
Right.
And for all of you and what you mean to us.
Amen.
And we're excited that Brother Donnie's accepted the pastorate. I think there was no other person that should be considered but him. And because he had been a faithful helper of this work for how many years, Brother Donnie? When did y'all come to
Bonnie? How old
are
your daughter? 18 years. 18 years. Sure doesn't seem like
Time flies, and it's
yes.
A lot of service done, a lot of prayers, a lot of yes. pleading and
yes.
Interceding. And I know he was right beside Brother Ike so many times through those 18 years, and just a fellow helper. You know, we read that in the Word of God. They talk about the fellow helpers.
Right.
I'm just happy being a fellow helper, aren't
Amen,
you?
God.
And that's the way he feels. I know that.
Yes.
That's why we were both. I'm like, hey, I'll help you any way I can. And he's like, well, I wanted to help you any way I could. But it's big shoes to fill, and nobody's trying to replace Brother Ike. We know that. That can never be done.
No.
And I was thinking about this one day this week, something was going on, farm stuff, cows, whatever. And if you know, maybe y'all do this sometimes too. I hope you do. But I remember something happened, and I was telling my son about this yesterday. I thought, I need to call Brother Ike and tell him. Because that was my first impression, you know, so many times. And so once, you know, still in our mind, he's still here.
Amen.
Though we know he's gone.
Amen.
But we'll meet him again. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Temporary. And so he's just enjoying the eternal before we get there. So that's the way we've got to look at it. But, you know, it's just that real. You know, when you love somebody that much and you miss them that much, and, you know, there'll be a full year here before you know it, just a week or so. But you know, you just don't quit missing them.
No.
But just like some we're going to see in God's Word, God's work goes on. Amen.
Yeah. Right.
And so, you know, one day we'll be gone.
Right.
And some of these young people will be stepping up doing the work. Amen.
Right.
Because God will erase them and God will appoint them.
Yeah.
And we're going to see that a little bit. If you go with me in the Bible, turn over into the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1 is where we're going to begin reading. Say hello to each one that may be watching by Facebook or some other form. We want to say hello to them. Pray God's blessings to be upon them. It's an exciting time, church, because it really is an opportunity for you to set new goals. We don't want to skip this part.
Yes.
Set new goals. Maybe it's in the personal things of your life. Maybe it's in your personal relationship. Maybe you got a goal. You want to fix something that's in somebody's injured. Yeah, maybe a son or a daughter or a parent or a neighbor. It's a good time to set some goals in your life of what you want to fix, what you want to help, what you want to strengthen, what you want to renew. If you're not saved, it'd be a great time to get saved.
Amen.
And then you could say, bless God, I got saved on the first Sunday of 2022. God saved me. And so it's this milestone. Now people say, well, that stuff's not really important. But it is important. Amen. And we see this here. Because when God does something, He's just getting ready to do something else.
Right.
And we're going to watch this in Moses' life. Moses was a faithful servant. You can't talk about the Old Testament without talking about Moses.
No.
And so God gave him the first 5 books of the Bible. Now imagine this. God gave Moses things that happened thousands of years before he was born.
Yeah.
And so we see this. And so creation, they say, the experts say, and the math works out, they get the opinion from the math. And God was gracious to give us all this math that we can go back and conclude. Because we knew how long all those kings, in the lineage of the kings, we knew how long they lived. We knew how long the people of the antediluvian, that's a hard word to say, the antediluvian age. We knew how long they lived. God gave us that. Isn't that amazing? And so we know Enoch, and we know those, Noah, how long they lived. And God keeps telling us this stuff. And so we can know all of those things that interest us to whatever degree. Some people would be none interested in that. But we find it that God cares about what happens next, doesn't He? And so we see this in Joshua chapter 1. So we're talking about Moses being faithful. And Moses' time frame, if you want to get this wrapped around your noggin, his time frame was somewhere in along 1500 B.C. And so Moses is doing the work of God, and he is being who God's made him to be. And now he's turning it over to Joshua. Why? Because God's done with Moses. And so he called him up into the mount, and God took him, literally took him, and he not only did he decease, but God set him aside and put him where nobody could find him.
Yeah.
Because God knew if they could find him, they'd worship him. And he didn't want them to worship him. Now, what's funny about that is it wouldn't pay him any attention while he was alive, would they? But now they want to worship him when he's dead, and God wouldn't have that. And so he put Moses, God buried him. Where is he, preacher? He's right where God put him, because he buried him there. And so before he buried him, he passed the torch. He passed the torch to Joshua, and this is what we're going to begin reading. Verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. Now what this means is that Joshua was the minister of Moses. If Moses needed something, Joshua got it for him. And so he was his right-hand man. He was with him. I mean, he was what Elisha was to Elijah.
Yeah.
And so here's God has taken Moses and placed him. But before he's placed him there, God has put the seal of approval upon Joshua. And this is what he said in the next verse. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. You don't see any lag time. You don't see a space where God quits ministering. God just changed the ministers. What He done? And so we see that we've seen this in great ministries before, and this is what God's doing here. And so He has put His approval upon Joshua. And so he said, go forth over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Now what you see is that the mission hasn't changed. The mission didn't change when Jesus ascended. It didn't change when Moses went to the grave. And it's not changed now, because the mission is to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. And Jesus is merciful, and Jesus will save. That's the mission. That's the mission. And we've got to get the Word of God out to every person, red, yellow, black, or white. The little youngins used to sing it. You sung it when you was a kid. I did. They are precious in His sight. And so we watch this and see this, that the mission goes forward, and never do we see where God had a stoppage in play in the ministry. Never did.
No.
The Word of God went on.
Amen.
Even when people God chose wouldn't obey, He'd raise up another.
Okay.
He said, I'm God. I set down one, and I raise up another.
Amen.
That's what He does.
Yeah.
And so if we're not willing, you said, preacher, I'll never do the will of God because I'm not interested in being in whatever place He wants me to be. Well, He'll set you aside, and He'll raise up somebody at will.
That's true.
And they'll get the blessing, and you'll miss the blessing.
Amen.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
And so Joshua didn't want to miss the blessing. He was Moses' minister.
Yeah.
He went with Moses everywhere. When I say everywhere, he went everywhere. He went up on the mount with Moses. He knew that Moses was before God 3 times 40 days and 40 nights.
That's it.
He knew that.
Yes.
He knew the hand of God was everywhere. And so he knew that he needed the hand of God on him. And notice the writer here said, "Now arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." Now, don't you think they wondered a little bit about those boundaries? And so, as we know, 2.5 tribes wanted to stay back. The Reubenites, the Gadites, the half-tribe of Manasseh, they stayed back because they liked that cow land. It was good for cattle, well-watered. They stayed back. But the other, of course, the Levites didn't get anything because God was their inheritance. Remember that? And so they just had folks bringing yearlings to them all the time and pot roast and a baked cake preacher. How about that? And God just fed them with all the millions of Jews. That's what he done. He fed them. They all brought to him. And so they worked. They worked in the ministry. They were full-time ministers. They was toting all that equipment. They were laboring in the ministry, and God fed them and provided for them with millions given to them. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you have to see it. I mean, that wasn't just a little tribe of Jews that came out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a big army of people that God brought. And so those people were given, and if you go back and study the numbers on those, we ain't doing that now, but if you look at the numbers on all of those children of Aaron and the sons of Aaron, oh, it's thousands of them.
Yes, yes.
And so they were ministering for the Lord, and now it's Joshua's time to step up, and here he said, "Every place that your foot shall tread." Now, this is God's blessing. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river Euphrates. And so, God's got a description. You can go back and see the land that he gave them. But watch down to verse 6. This is more in line with what we're talking about. "Be strong and of a good courage." Don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
Be of good courage.
Yeah.
And so there's discouragement. We know what that is. Nobody wants that. He said, "Well, I got discouraged. That's okay. That happens to all of us. But don't stay there. Don't wallow there. And don't make that your brand new home, because I'm afraid there's some people that like discouragement more than they ought to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like what in the world are you doing there? Get out of there. That place of discouragement. You know, get up.
Yeah.
Go forward. Be encouraged." That's what he's saying. God is saying to Joshua, "Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong," here it comes, "and very courageous."
Yeah.
See, God knew Joshua would need some in his britches.
True.
When he got to dealing with these Jews.
Yes.
Because I don't know if y'all learned from the earlier books, they like to fight a little bit, argue a little bit. Well, they'd make good Baptists, wouldn't they? Yeah, they'd fall out, go stealing from one another, shooting one another, locking one another up in jail. They did real good in Holmes County. And so, here they are, and God's encouraging him. "For this people thou shalt divide an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers, only be thou strong." So Joshua's got to divide. Watch now. He's going to take the nation that God gave him, and his job is to divide. And your boundary starts here. It goes over up those cedars of Lebanon and back down to the river. That's your boundary.
Yeah.
And you know, there was a little contention and arguing and bickering about what boundary and who got what. Matter of fact, they come back and appeal to them sometimes. "Only be thou strong, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the left," pardon me, "from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God had the promise upon Joshua if he would only listen to God. If God gives us a promise, you know what we do? We claim it.
That's right.
We stand on it.
Amen.
And what do we? We like the little kid at Christmas time. You know, used to, mom and daddy, boy, they stepped in it if they made a promise, because we wouldn't let them forget. You wouldn't even say, oh, but you said this and you said that. And then the youngins going there appealing to their parents, and what happens? They say, well, yeah, I did say that. And so here, we can do that with God, can we not? Why? Because God is perfect. Our parents weren't.
Yeah.
If you notice that, we loved them, but they weren't perfect because they made up like us. And so sometimes those promises maybe didn't get kept. Life happened. Circumstances came and they didn't fulfill them. But I want to tell you, the God that speaks the promise, He performs the promise. And when we claim every promise, church, there's thousands of promises of God in this book. And if we're not claiming them, then we are missing out and we're robbing ourselves. Why? Because we're just not standing on everything God said we could have through His written word. We can remind it. So when little Joe comes by and pulls on your britches leg and says, yeah, but daddy, you said. You know, we might try to wiggle out of that as parents sometimes and say, well, yeah, but something happened. But when we do God that way, when we remind Him of His Word, you know what we do? We bless Him.
Amen.
He wants to be reminded of His Word.
Right.
He wants you to say, preacher, I don't want to stand on God's promises. It might upset Him. No, He put them there because He wants you to stand on them. He wants you to stand on His Word. And believe, you say, I got hurdles I can't get over. I've got habits I can't break. I've got things that set me back. Preacher, I tell you, when you bring them to Him, His Word will not fail. You open that page, you read God's Word back to Him, and you know what you'll do? You will bless Him. That's what you'll do. Why? Because He didn't write His Word to forget it. He wrote it to perform it. And what He's performing is His Word right here with Joshua. And so Joshua has all things given to him just as Moses did. And that's why we see it. We see it that when Elijah passed the torch to Elisha, you know what he said? Elisha went and done some miracles. And he would do those miracles and he would say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And so God performed it for him and performed it for him. And so the next time he didn't say, where is the God of Elijah? Why? Because now he's the God of Elisha too.
Yeah. Right.
It was a personal God.
That's it.
And we know Elisha knew the Lord already, but he had to understand what he didn't know. That all the blessings didn't flow because of Elijah.
That's it.
Elijah, as great as he was made up of what me and you are made up of.
Yes.
We all have a DNA. You cut us, we'll bleed.
Yeah.
You know, that's, we're all made of the same thing. And God had to show Elisha that His power doesn't come from Elijah.
Yeah.
It comes from God.
Yes.
And we see this in Joshua's life. It's what he's learning. So see it. Just a few more things right here. So he began to talk about not turning. Turn not from it, verse 7, to the right hand or to the left, whithersoever thou mayest prosper. You say you never read of God putting His youngins in debt, do you?
No.
You never read of Him discouraging them. No, God always works in the affirmative toward His youngins. Even discipline. Even when God disciplines us. Even when we appeal to the Lord and He says no. It's for our good. Romans 8:28 said that. Paul quoted that. For all things work together for good to them who love God. To them who are the called. Not called.
Yeah.
That would be different.
Yeah.
To them who are the called.
Right.
You know what the church was when God called them out of the wilderness and He put His hand on those 12 tribes of Jacob? They were the called. That's why nobody can touch them. That's why they were untouchable. That's why people heard about them miles and miles before they ever got there, and they fled.
Yeah.
They knew. That's God's call. That's His people. And that's what Romans 8:28 says. To those who are the called according to His purpose.
That's right. Yeah.
So because of God's purpose, you're where you are. Under His word. Submitting to His will. Not rebelling against Him. Going with Him. Amen.
Amen.
Amos 3:3 said, can two walk together except they be agreed?
There you go.
You can't walk with God if you're not in agreement with Him, can you? And so when a sinner gets saved, I remember it so well. You know what happened? One of the key things that happened, I was in agreement with God. That I was a sinner, and He was a Savior. And so, you know what happened? The performance changed. You know, it's in the business world, it's all about performance. In the athletic field, it's about performance. But there was a performance that came that night God saved me, just like it was the day He saved you. God performed His word in your life. It wasn't your performance. You was the recipient of His performance. And that's what we find salvation is. And so Joshua understood if God, before God got done here in chapter 1, he understood that if God would do it for Moses, thank God He would do it for me. And I'm going to tell you, sir, we can all say that today. If God did it for him, listen, we can remind God, you're not going to offend Him doing that, are you? And you can open His word and say, but God, you said, I got it right here in your word. And like a little younger, like a little top would remind their mama, we can say, God, you said.
Amen.
He loves youngins to remind them of His word. Now, parents, maybe not so much. They like, I'm fixing to find you something to do. Get that broom and sweep the kitchen. God don't do that. He loves His youngins. Bringing up His word and reminding Him. It delights Him. Puts a smile on His face. Because that's why He put it there. He wants you to use His word. You say, preacher, I'm afraid I'll manipulate the Lord. That won't ever happen.
No.
If your motives are impure, He'll know them. And before He gets done with you, you'll know them. But He wants to bless. I love these words. Prosperous. Good success.
Yeah.
It's a brand new year. What do you want out of this brand new year?
Yeah.
Maybe the last new year God gives you. What do you want out of this new year? You know, we talked about people that you're beside Brother Ike, of course, the obvious, but I bet you know other people that you really can't believe they're gone.
Yes.
But they're gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, I forget about that sometimes. And then, you know, you're reminded in conversation, people in the community, like, it's that startling. But here, God wants to bless, and He wants to put His hand on you. And He said something about this book of this law, verse 8, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. See, it's a great time to start a new study of God's Word. You say, well, preacher, I've never read the Bible through. Never read it cover to cover. Boy, it'd be an awesome time to do that.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, I can't say about your Bible because there's different companies that print them different. But I can tell you about mine. I can do that. I'm going to show you how simple this is and encourage you. Brand new beginning. What we're talking about. This was a new beginning for Joshua. And I promise you, he set some patterns in his life from this new start. I would imagine if you'd done the division in your Bible, you'd find out that two pages a day, two chapters a day, you would read the Word of God from start to finish. Two chapters. You know how long it takes you to read two chapters? Even people like me. 3-4 minutes at the most.
Yes, yes.
If you want to stop and savor the flavor and chew on it a little while, 6, 7. What if it was 10? Would that be too much? You can read the Word of God from start to back, starting today. Wouldn't that be a blessing?
Amen.
This is what God's saying. Last thing I want you to see. Verse number 9. Have not I commanded thee? Boy, I want to back up and say something about that prosperous and good success. Y'all won't feel hard at me if I do, will you? Look back up a little bit. This book, this law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate and do according to all that's written therein, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous.
Yes.
Even the world wants to be prosperous.
Yeah,
that's what they talk about. Have a new and happy, prosperous year.
Yes.
Well, they've got nothing to base it on if they don't have this. What you going to build it on?
Yeah.
There's no foundation. God gave us a foundation. What I'm giving you this morning is a lot of stuff falling on my Bible and a foundation. There's a foundation to what God said. You said, well, prosperity belongs to God, and He gives it, and He told Joshua, I want to give it to you.
Yeah.
And Joshua accepted. He honored God for 40 years, and God set him aside. And so we find, no, Joshua lived to be 110, by the way. 110 years old. So here, God prospered, gave him good success. And watch this last verse. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Whatever you have to fight through, whatever you have to do to get there, be strong. He said, preacher, I got hurdles, time restraints, blah, blah, blah. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, don't we? It's what we do with it.
Yeah.
And so, in the one 30-minute TV program, I promise you the average reader could read 10 chapters.
That's true. Yes. Amen.
And so, what's your goals? What do you aspire to? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? How many times do you want to see God's Word read this year?
Amen.
Hiding it in your heart. That's what David said. Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
Yes, yes.
He talked about His Word. David loved His Word. Now, I'm going to tell you, the joy of God comes through His Word, church.
Amen.
You say that just sounds like a to-do list, preacher, something you're supposed to say around New Year's. I tell you, God's Word will delight your heart in the hour that you need it the most. God's Word will come to you. You'll see things. You put His Word in memory. You put His Word, hide it in your heart. Get it in there. You say, I'm too old. I'm too this. I ain't smart enough. Or whatever you want to say, I promise you, God will give you His Word.
Yeah.
You can stand on the promises of God.
Amen.
Have not I commanded thee? Last thing I'm going to say. You've got to be strong, be good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. They were going to see some awful sights. They were about to enter warfare that probably would be something similar to what our World War II troops endured.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest. And these numbers they throw out, when they throw out 100,000 were killed, that was for the day, it wasn't for the month.
That's right.
Brutal time of taking what God promised them.
Mm-hmm.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why come? For the Lord thy God. Last thing I want you to see.
Yes.
The Lord is with thee whithersoever.
Yes.
Thou goest. Now if that won't speak peace to your old troubled heart, what will? God's with me. Jesus said something very similar to that, didn't He, when He left the disciples. When He departed, He ascended. And He spoke of His presence being with those men and going with them men when they birthed a brand new church. And so He ascended, He gave them what they needed, and you know what they done? They acted upon His Word. That's why we call it the Acts of the Apostles.
Yeah.
They acted upon His Word.
Yeah.
So God help the church today. Church, let's put His Word into action. Expect great things of this brand new year. And trust the Lord to perform miracles on our behalf. Amen. You got something you need? Bring it to the Lord, the old song says, and leave it there. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your Son. We ask You to bless, guide us, watch over us. This brand new year, Lord, bless it. Make it special. God, we ask You, Father, to give us of Your favor, even as You did those that came out of the land of Egypt. And God, give us great success in spiritual things, in physical things, however You choose to bless Your people's Your business. We ask You to put Your hand on us in every way. Keep us healthy. God, make us wealthy. Lord, make us understand the true meaning of wealth and the fact that we have the relationship with You that we ought to have. Grant that. And God, give us souls for our labor. God, bless our pastor, and Lord, be with him and put Your hand upon him, Lord. God, guide him. Father, thank You for His faithfulness, for His ministry. And God, we ask You to put Your hand on him, even as You put Your hand upon Joshua. As he began anew, Moses was gone in, and You put Your hand on him, and You promised him great success. God, grant that today upon our dear brother Donnie. Do it. Bless his family. Bless this church family. God, may it go forward. May we fill it up. God, may You put Your hand upon this community, Lord. And give them a thirst and a craving for God's Word. Do it now, and we'll bless You for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's young and say, Amen.